Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 47 of our journey. We are reminded today of the status of the Levites as they are ceremonially cleansed and are devoted to the service of the Lord. After this, we are given a detailed description of the marching orders for the nation. With over 600,000 men, a poorly managed caravan could get quite chaotic. But God provides instructions for who should lead out and who should bring up the rear to keep order and to ensure the safety of his people. God also gives visual clues for the procession as he settles on the tabernacle in a cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. It is clear, regardless of the order in which the people marched, that God himself was at the head of his people. Only when that cloud is taken up and starts to move do the Israelites begin their march. Join me in Numbers 8 to 10, as God leads his people on the next stage of their journey. Numbers 8. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and tell him, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps are to give light in front of the lampstand." And Aaron did so. He set up the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. This is how the lampstand was made. It was beaten work in gold. From its shaft to its flowers it was beaten work. According to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Take the Levites from among the Israelites and purify them, and do this to them to purify them. Sprinkle water of purification on them, then have them shave all their body and wash their clothes, and so purify themselves. Then they are to take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour mixed with olive oil, and you are to take a second young bull for a purification offering. You are to bring the Levites before the tent of meeting and assemble the entire community of the Israelites. Then you are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron is to offer the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites, that they may do the work of the Lord. When the Levites lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, offer the one for a purification offering, and the other for a whole burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. You are to have the Levites stand before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them as a wave offering to the Lord. And so you are to separate the Levites from among the Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. After this, the Levites will go in to do the work of the tent of meeting. So you must cleanse them, and offer them like a wave offering. For they are entirely given to me from among the Israelites. I have taken them for myself instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn sons of all the Israelites. For all the firstborn males among the Israelites are mine, both humans and animals. When I destroyed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I set them apart for myself. So I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn sons among the Israelites. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the Israelites, to do the work for the Israelites in the tent of meeting, and to make atonement for the Israelites, so there will be no plague among the Israelites when the Israelites come near the sanctuary." So Moses and Aaron and the entire community of the Israelites did this with the Levites. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, this is what the Israelites did with them. The Levites purified themselves and washed their clothing. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to purify them. After this, the Levites went in to do their work in the tent of meeting before Aaron and before his sons. As the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "This is what pertains to the Levites. At the age of 25 years and upward, one may begin to join the company in the work of the tent of meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must retire from performing the work and may no longer work. They may assist their colleagues in the tent of meeting to attend to needs, but they must do no work. This is the way you must establish the Levites regarding their duties." Numbers 9. The Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt. The Israelites are to observe the Passover at its appointed time. In the 14th day of this month, at twilight, you are to observe it at its appointed time. You must keep it in accordance with all its statutes and all its customs. So Moses instructed the Israelites to observe the Passover. And they observed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, at twilight, in the desert of Sinai, in accordance with all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the Israelites did. It happened that some men who were ceremonially defiled by the dead body of a man could not keep the Passover on that day. So they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day, And those men said to him, "We are ceremonially defiled by the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back from offering the Lord's offering at its appointed time among the Israelites?" So Moses said to them, "Remain here, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, if any of you or of your posterity become ceremonially defiled by touching a dead body, or are on a journey far away, then he may observe the Passover to the Lord. They may observe it on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. They are to eat it with bread made without yeast and with bitter herbs. They must not leave any of it until morning, nor break any of its bones. They must observe it in accordance with every statute of the Passover. But the man who is ceremonially clean and was not on a journey and fails to keep the Passover, that person must be cut off from his people. Because he did not bring the Lord's offering at its appointed time, that man must bear his sin. If a resident foreigner lives among you and wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, he must do so according to the statutes of the Passover and according to its custom. You must have the same statute for the resident foreigner and for the one who was born in the land. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, and from evening until morning there was a fiery appearance over the tabernacle. This is the way it used to be continually. The cloud would cover it by day, and there was a fiery appearance by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the Israelites would begin their journey. And in whatever place the cloud settled, there the Israelites would make camp. At the commandment of the Lord, the Israelites would begin their journey, and at the commandment of the Lord they would make camp. As long as the cloud remained settled over the tabernacle, they would camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle many days, then the Israelites obeyed the instructions of the Lord and did not journey. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a number of days, they remained camped according to the Lord's commandment, and according to the Lord's commandment they would journey. And when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up the following morning, then they traveled on, whether by day or by night. When the cloud was taken up, they traveled. Whether it was for 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud prolonged its stay over the tabernacle, the Israelites remained camped without traveling. But when it was taken up, they traveled on. At the commandment of the Lord they camped, and at the commandment of the Lord they traveled on. They kept the instructions of the Lord according to the commandment of the Lord, by the authority of Moses. Numbers 10. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Make two trumpets of silver. You are to make them from a single hammered piece. You will use them for assembling the community and for directing the traveling of the camps. When they blow them both, all the community must come to you to the entrance of the tent of meeting. But if they blow with one trumpet, then the leaders, the heads of the thousands of Israel, must come to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that are located on the east side must begin to travel. And when you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that are located on the south side must begin to travel. An alarm must be sounded for their journeys. But when you assemble the community, you must blow, but you must not sound an alarm. The sons of Aaron, the priests, must blow the trumpets, and they will be to you for an eternal ordinance throughout your generations. If you go to war in your land against an adversary who opposes you, then you must sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the time when you rejoice, such as on your appointed festivals or at the beginnings of your months, you must blow with your trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, so that they may become a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. On the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony. So the Israelites set out on their journeys from the desert of Sinai, and the cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran. This was the first time they set out on their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the authority of Moses. The standard of the camp of the Judahites set out first according to their companies, and over his company was Nashon, son of Amminadab. Over the company of the tribe of Issacharites was Nethanel, son of Zur, and over the company of the tribe of the Zebulunites was Eliab, son of Helon. Then the tabernacle was dismantled, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the tabernacle. The standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their companies. Over his company was Eleazar, son of Shedir. Over the company of the tribe of the Simeonites was Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. And over the company of the tribe of the Gadites was Eliasaph, son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set out, carrying the articles for the sanctuary. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. And the standard of the camp of the Ephraimites set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elishama, son of Ammihud. Over the company of the tribe of the Manassehites was Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. And over the company of the tribe of Benjaminites was Abidan, son of Gideoni. The standard of the camp of the Danites set out, which was the rear guard of all the camps by their companies. Over his company was Ahizer, son of Amishadai. Over the company of the tribe of the Asherites was Pagiel, son of Akron. And over the company of the tribe of the Naphtalites was Ahira, son of Anan. These were the traveling arrangements of the Israelites, according to their companies when they traveled. Moses said to Hobab, son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are journeying to the place about which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things for Israel." But Hobab said to him, "I will not go, but I will go instead to my own land and to my kindred." Moses said, "Do not leave us, because you know places for us to camp in the wilderness, and you could be our guide. And if you come with us, it is certain that whatever good things the Lord will favor us with, we will share with you as well." So they traveled from the mountain of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord was traveling before them during the 3 days' journey to find a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they traveled from the camp. And when the ark traveled, Moses would say, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, and may those who hate you flee before you." And when it came to rest, he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description, where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing, and ultimately being a part of that story, is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.